Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome to Dumb People Town. We are thrilled to have this guy on, not only because we're a fan of his comedy, and he's got a new podcast that's coming out here on Feral Audio that he will talk about, but also because he's actually a fan of the show. He listens to the show.
So I feel like this show falls right in the line of all the people that he encounters in all of his comedy bits. Jay and I were at the Comedy Store, I think it was probably a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago.
We had a set and we went up to do the set. And you're always, I have to give credit to the Comedy Store because they are really booking amazing comedians just on a regular weeknight. And he was right before us, or he was two before us, and we sat and watched his set. And it'd been a while since we've just like sat in there and just watched someone set. You were making us laugh so much. Matt Bronger, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
Of course. The drunk dude in the elevator, not knowing where to put his hands, my favorite. Like,
he's actually the one that's like on all the drugs.
Yes.
He's probably drunk.
Oh, he's
too,
on the drugs.
But he didn't know how to act in public. Yeah.
Is he the guy who turned and stood in the corner and faced the corner?
He Blair Witched all of us. Yeah. And it was a full elevator. That's actually like my newest, like, long bit. It's
funny, I never
thought of the correlation of this Dumb People Town and so many of my stories are just things I encounter.
The elevator opens and one of these guys could walk into a Dumb People Town story.
Yes.
And be a part of it.
Any one of them. Yeah, that literally came from being late to my own show in Dallas and barely making the stage and just started lighting into them about my entire hotel had been taken over by U of T kids because it was the Austin U of T Dallas big game that weekend, and they all bust in and they each had their own beer. Everyone had their own beer cooler.
Everyone.
Like when I was in college, we'd have a beer cooler for like five guys.
Yeah.
They have to have their own custom rolly. I literally just told, I'm just going to tell you the story of my elevator ride that took like 20 minutes to
but
get
I,
from
I
the 15th
love,
floor. And so
okay.
it just became a, it just, but now it's a bit.
So what you did right there is you Van Kirk the story.
Because
Van Kirk will, like, something happens to him, like, that day, and suddenly he's got 29 minutes of comedy.
Sure.
Yeah. It's the whole story of how
Dan, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It is
true.
You got to keep losing shit at airports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about you, Matt. I just start taking inventory of everything memorable that's happening.
Yeah, you're
knowing,
like, focus on this.
It's dually pissing me off, but then also I'm storing it for something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I went from furious in that elevator to, okay, now it's just funny. By the time I got off the elevator,
It was you called it Dante's, like, you know, Inferno.
The levels.
The seven levels.
Even the cover of your album is a guy that you're like, what is this guy's deal?
Oh, sure.
Shovel Fighter, right?
Shovel Fighter was based on those albums in the 70s where there's a guy in a pristine suit in the middle of the woods.
Right.
And you wonder, like, was he airlifted there?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
And so he's looking off in the distance. His suit is white, and there's just dirty trees around him. Yeah. And my first album was basically like a Bob Seger ripoff, but it was making fun of the whole...
Soak Up the Night.
Yes. It was kind of making fun of the comedian as rock star, which at the time was huge.
But I love the term Soak Up the Night.
We use that term.
When I'm too drunk that, like, I know if I go to sleep now, room's gonna spin, I'm gonna start throwing up.
I say,
I gotta soak up the night.
Yeah,
giving
it's true.
In my brain, giving full credit to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Full credit. I don't know if you give enough out loud credit to
I need
him,
to get,
man.
I know, it's all just happening in my head and in my brain.
Well, can I just say thank you to all of the people who have listened to Dumb People Town and are reviewing it and rating it.
The more you do that, the higher it goes up the charts, the better it is for us, the more people find out about it.
And we are so happy that Feral Audio has really, and I think you'll be super happy here when you take your podcast, which is what? What's it?
It's called Ding Donger with Matt Bronger. Mm-hmm. And it was on another network for a while, and it was
just
was
about
fine,
Chinese,
was
menu,
fine
Chinese food menus all
it's
across the country.
It's just me being racist. That's all it is. That's literally a nickname that Matt Dwyer would give me. He'd be like, "Where's Donger?" And so, and where's, like, "Oh, I messed up. I did something stupid.
Pulled a donger.
Pulled a donger. I'm a ding donger."
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend girlfriend, now fiance, calls me that. And
she calls you that?
Yeah, you
it's
know,
phenomenal.
Well, because it's this affectionate. Oh, what?
Sure.
You know, I'll make some stupid mistake and then realize I'm doing it and go, oh, look at what I did. You know, kind
pulled
of thing.
I pulled a donger.
So it's I literally based it on podcasts keep me company.
Yes.
You know what I mean? On the road. And I don't think it's just comedians. I think it's just anyone that's in a car that drives to work every day or whatever. It is this wonderful medium where you don't have to see people's dumb faces, but you can listen to them and they're there.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever it's about. So my thing is, you know, I tend to think I'm something of an entertaining, humorous guy. So mm-hmm. I will basically hitchhike my way into your life mm-hmm. for about half an hour to who knows how long. And then I'll tell you all these stories. And at the end, I'll jump out. And I'm doing this new thing now called Dear Ding Donger. Mm-hmm. Where people can email me at dingdong@feralaudio.com and
great.
Ask me anything. And more often than not, it's like, you know, advice from someone. Because I feel like I give pretty good advice because it's like, look, I've probably made all the mistakes you're going to make.
I've done.
Young
I've been
people,
in
you
every
know what
situation.
I mean?
That's
you
right.
You can hit me up. You know
Call
what I mean?
The and donger. Will, the I, donger will.
I will be honest. So, yeah. It's,
I feel like your first
but it
guest
is, so
should
you,
be.
So is your goal, before you ask Rand about his first guest, is your goal to give honest, good advice
yes.
in those moments?
Oh, and make it. I'm going to make it funny or try to, but like, yes, I'm not going to I got the most complex question and the guy might have been messing with me, but I wrote a serious answer.
What
to,
was
like,
the question?
Don't give it away.
I'm not, but
I'm just gonna say part of it.
Part of it was subsection
what,
A.
What is the meaning of conceptual performance art? And that's the first part of the sentence.
Right?
And I answer the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I know what you're talking about, man.
I'm
you
right
know?
There with you.
I'm many times an idiot, but I'm an educated man. My parents are teachers.
When you pull a bong hit, you pull a bonger. When you're asking about what is conceptual art, you're pulling a donger.
If there was
pulling a donger.
That's, you know, people do like knockoff. Like, well, not that this is a knockoff, but you do two separate podcasts that are great in their own right. But if I did like Bing Bonker with Matt Ron, where one I'm just totally stoned. I'm just trying to do it.
Or what if you did half of it half of it normal and then the other half stoned?
It's
like a Doug Benson album.
Yeah,
exactly. Wasn't that one of his 30 days?
30 days high and 30 days not? Why do we both look at Dan?
I don't know.
You should know Dan.
We just did a Doug Loves Movies. It was the most fun.
That was a really good time.
Up in Sketchfest, yeah.
No, it was just at Sketchfest. I just come back from Sketchfest. It was a meltdown, but it was so goddamn fun.
That was a good time.
But you didn't get high, right?
Nope.
Me neither. Everyone else is high.
Yeah.
Including the audience.
I think, the audience totally. But at least, of course, Doug and Jeff Tate was. And
that's for sure.
I just roll up every time I do a show with Doug and he's just anyone can, you just walk up with him
and now,
just, here's a joint. You want to hit this?
It's community based.
And now it's legal. And now it's half the people who were in the elevator with Brunger on the way down to his show. I mean, we said this on this show. Our last episode of this podcast was the live one we did in Madison, Wisconsin when we were there.
Yeah.
That night we came back to our hotel and there was winter.
Yeah.
And there was a guy with his shirt off in the lobby, bare chested, sitting in the lobby of a hotel.
Oh.
And then, hey, I know you guys.
Yeah. I know you guys are from something.
The worst.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know you guys are
sucking us into the tractor beam of his own drunkenness. And we were just like, nope,
don't know us.
That's
you don't know us. We're not anybody.
We work for the hotel.
We're not anybody.
The one that might be slightly, it's better, but it's still just as bad, which I had last year, was coming back to an empty hotel, empty, no one at the counter, floor blanketed with crushed beer cans and empty pizza boxes. Blanketed.
Somebody quit that night.
Blanketed. And not that I want pristine treatment.
No, but
you know, you guys, we at this point in our careers, we get decent hotels.
Yeah. Totally. And you think that a hotel anything can happen.
I'm like, is there a murder going on?
There are no locks on the doors.
Like,
nothing works anymore.
No. Yeah.
Like, there's just
nothing left in the freezer.
Nothing.
Nothing left in the drink area.
Yeah, no.
You're like, did this place get robbed?
Exactly.
What happened? You could be taken hostage by the PLO.
The Road Warrior era is just starting
and
just I'm late.
Starting.
I don't have a gun or a motorcycle.
Right. You don't know how to manage the apocalypse.
Yeah, there's.
I wasn't ready for this.
I wasn't ready.
I was just coming back from a set. I still have two more sets tomorrow night.
Well, let's jump into it because I love the stories that we have. Yes.
I want to tell everybody. So yeah, just hashtag Dumb People Town for everything that you want to send in, and I'll be able to find it. Just
thank
like
you
did.
Guys.
Yeah.
We see them. We see you out there when you send them in. And
this was sent in by stories. Justin Roth at Joth11, mm-hmm. J-O-T-H.
He sent in before.
Oh, for sure. The man suspected of taking off his pants before stealing a luggage cart and driving it across the tarmac at Orlando International Airport, bonded out of jail on Monday.
Hasn't Orlando suffered enough?
That's fine.
I mean, do we need this now too? This asshole.
The way it sounds, it's that he's just suspected of taking off his pants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't see him from inside the luggage cart.
I'm going to drive that luggage cart across the thing.
We think he took his pants off.
You know, but I'm going to have to be free when I do it.
This story is just a sequence of people who said to themselves, this is not my problem.
Right. By the way, to me, is the way, having never been to the Orlando Airport, that's the way I think the Orlando Airport operates.
It would just be
our problem.
It's not
our problem.
You know when you have that long, there's that tunnel, that Delta tunnel in LAX, that if they roll up in the thing, they're like, you want to ride? Like, hell yeah, and they shoot you down. The guy rolls up, just shriveled, naked penis there, and his belly hanging out, no shirt. Guys want to ride? Just talking normally? Hey, you guys want to ride? I know you guys from somewhere.
Nope.
I would say yes.
I know. I know you.
Wait, he's talking to all of us, but he's only looking in my eyes. Why is that happening?
And one of his eyes is dead.
He's screaming, you guys, at one of them.
He's looking only at me. You guys!
I'm talking to all of you.
Nope, you're just looking at me. Also, I don't think you can take your pants off in Orlando because of the close proximity to Disney World. Like that.
Yeah.
Like, does that make you a sex offender if you take your pants off anywhere
that
in
close
Orlando?
To so many children? They're surprised if you have a shirt on.
Yeah.
But if your pants are off, no.
I'm going to probably get letters, but I'm pretty sure this is true. Did you know that Disney World is currently using less than a quarter of the land they own?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the rest, I guess, will be in the alligator reserve.
Yeah.
Have you read Rodent Kingdom by Carl Hiaasen that goes through, he hates Disney.
Yeah.
Like he's a Florida boy and like writes really great, funny novels. Anyway, he's a journalist. La, la, la. But it's this whole book of a collection of his essays that I think in the...
that just eviscerate
the Times Picayune. And one of the things was... "Quote unquote, no one has ever died." I'm making the quote sign in the Disney Kingdom, in the Magic Kingdom.
Which is completely not true.
Well, what they do is you fall down, heart attack. They pick you up and carry you to the parking lot before they start administering treatment.
But that's Disney World.
That's the rumor.
That's
I don't want to get sued.
I know. I think it's either one. Two boys. This is years ago at Disneyland. Hid in Tom Sawyer's Island.
Oh,
and
no.
Then when it was closed, they tried to swim back and didn't make it.
Oh, no.
They found him the next morning.
What? And now the two of them haunt the Matterhorn?
No. Yes, that's why it breaks down a lot.
They both are in the Yeti.
I'm laughing because you just made them haunt a different ride.
Yeah.
Only not a, like obviously not.
Well, we got to get to a bigger ride.
But just that's how finicky kids are.
Yeah,
we died on this one, but that one's cooler, man. Let's go to that other ride.
It's no fun haunting Tom Sawyer's.
Have any of you canoed around Tom Sawyer's Island?
No.
No.
And now I won't.
Have.
Knowing
I don't
what
even
you
know
just
what that
said,
is.
Now I won't.
It's the island there.
Okay.
Do you have to operate the canoe?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That's so much work. As a white guy, I'm ashamed to say that, but when you're in the canoe, can you use the N-word?
No.
I don't think you can, right?
I had the same thought. Berry Farm.
Four white guys here discussing this?
No,
you cannot.
For sure.
You cannot.
Okay, you had the bit about how they're changing it in books in certain places to slave gym, like that's somehow
really
better. Like come on,
leave it.
And he's free.
Yeah,
he's a free man now.
He is.
Can't call him
very
slave
powerful
gym
word.
Outside of the jail after being bonded, Richard H-O-G-H
Huff. It's like Charlie Huff.
H-O-G-H
Ha.
There's someone with that last name listening, pounding the steering wheel.
Screaming.
So
Richard Dick Ho.
It's Ho.
Dick
it's pronounced Ho.
Dick Ho. All right.
How dare
Dick
you?
He was very matter of fact when asked what happened Friday by the reporter from an NBC affiliate, WESHTV. Mm-hmm. This is what he said. What happened? This is what Richard Ho said to them. Quote, "Don't do crystal meth," Hoch repeated twice before adding, "Don't ruin your lives, kids."
I mean, no one asked you to talk to the kids.
Somebody had an epiphany in jail.
I guess. I don't know.
And
I
mean, kids. Don't do.
This just became all about me helping people. He's like, I found my mission.
He's like, if I say kids at the end of this, does it reduce like what's going to happen to me down the line? Does this count as me doing my community service if I just say kids at the end?
I know.
That's what he's angling for.
Don't do Christmas.
You want to hear the story of what happened?
Yeah.
Please.
Yes, please. On a Chicago-bound flight from Orlando, police say the Canadian citizen, didn't see that coming, sat in an unassigned first class seat. No, I'm good. This is my spot. I was in here first. You guys don't do Southwest style?
I'm going to need to see a boarding pass.
Oh, he wouldn't have given one.
We're
detaining refugees, and this guy's okay.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's
okay. He wouldn't have given you a boarding pass because after being yelled at for sitting in a first class seat, he then claimed to be the pilot.
That is what's called a double bluff. That is if you're a fearless poker player, you've got
you're putting all of the chips in on a bluff. It's putting all the chips in and then telling everyone you're bluffing.
Yeah,
because then they're like, is he bluffing? Does he have nothing? Because why would he put everything in and then tell us he's got nothing?
I'll
he definitely has something.
Before you bet. I'll show him to you before you bet.
No. I kind of hope he would have had a the way I'm visualizing it, the way I'm in a script we're writing now based on a true story.
Sure.
No, this is my seat. And then, you know, obviously drunk. Do you have your ticket, sir? I lost my hat.
Your hat?
What? My pilot hat. I'm a pilot. Like, I wish he had that thought.
Yeah.
It kind of confuses you for a second. You're like, wait.
It's all about the hat.
Oh, shut up. Because he realizes in his head, I have to say I'm the pilot. Fuck. Yeah. But I have to say I lost my hat.
Yep. Right.
And now. And now, well, I have to fly the plane. But alcohol calms my nerves.
Right. You can't win.
So
if
does
you're not
crystal
in the
meth. I was just at the bar.
So does crystal meth. Has he done meth yet?
I'm the pilot. Yeah, I think he's already on.
He's on meth. Pants are still on.
Yes. He was taken off the plane. Now, for anyone who's like me who read this or is hearing this and assumes that's the step before you get arrested, no, they took him off the plane and then just left him there.
Oh. That's a mistake.
Then a cleaning service employee told police that followed her onto a service elevator.
Oh, no.
Where she challenged him for not having an ID badge.
I thought you were going to say she challenged him to like an arm wrestling match.
Yeah, to a duel.
To a thumb wrestle.
About that time, the elevator door opened and witnesses say Hogg got out, took off his pants, and walked into an airport area not accessible by members of the public. So far...
He has now...
The flight attendants took him off the plane and said, this is not our responsibility.
Not our problem. Push it down
the woman on a service elevator challenged him for his ID.
He said, I don't have anything.
Let him get off and walk away and go into an area...
Take his pants off and walk into another restricted area.
She was
area.
Like, these mirrors aren't going to clean themselves. That's I got to get going.
Right. Yeah, it's not on me.
Gotcha.
Soundtracking it. When he's on the plane is a theme from Rocky.
Okay. Of course.
Dun, dun, dun. I got on the plane.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm psyched.
I'm a pilot now.
These pants feel kind of tight.
Sir, get off. They kick him off. I Walk Alone by Green Day. That's the next one. By himself.
Yep.
That's
the thing where you walk. This jet way here on the other side.
Just trying to figure out the next move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wanders onto a service elevator.
Sure.
Yeah, match. Exactly. Uh-huh. Which takes him down.
Loving an elevator.
He sees the doors open to the tarmac where he wanted to go anyway. Yeah. Screw the plane. Right. I made it.
I may fly on my own.
Cue Beastie Boy Sabotage as he tears his pants off basketball style and just runs.
I was going to go with Cranberries Linger.
And you know what? They're not breakaways. And yet, he throws them away. Rips them down the side.
Like, turn the frayed corduroy just into yarn.
Yes.
Police say waistband state.
Police say hopped in the passenger seat of an airport luggage vehicle and told the driver of that vehicle he had to catch a flight.
Of course he did. Pants off. I'm first class,
guys,
baby.
Oh, my God.
Did the driver stop him?
No.
The driver got out.
And let him go.
The driver's in the driver's seat. That's how he gets that designation.
Right.
He goes, if you got a flight to catch, you pants a son of a bitch, go ahead.
And look,
not worth it to me.
Right. At which part any Smash Mouth song starts to play.
Somebody wants to
make me. He's just driving around on the tarmac.
Walking on the sun. Any of them.
No one should know more than that.
That guy jumped. The driver jumps out. Just jumps out.
What's amazing
is the smell coming off of his pores of crystal meth. Mm-hmm.
The guy who was driving the car was actually the lead singer of Smash Mouth. May he rest in peace.
Do you guys know Smash Mouth has a cookbook out?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
Something like Food from the Road.
No.
There is nothing better than what I'm about to tell you.
Yes. Forward,
written by Guy Fieri.
Okay, now here's what I was going to say.
Is that the most perfect
marriage?
Yes. It's bowling
shirt
rock.
If I were a lesbian chef and I had spiked like blonde hair,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely call myself Girl Fieri. Yes, of course.
Nice.
As you should.
And I will, you know, it's pronounced Fieri, but his real name is Fairy.
Is it really?
And he just threw that little Fieri word flair in there.
I heard
that
you
makes
say
no
that,
sense.
And I'm like, why is Dan being pretentious?
That's how you say it. That is absolutely a marriage made in heaven. I think there are nights.
And they've been singing it that way for 16 years.
Where a guy blacks out.
Bam!
Rolling out. Where guy blacks out and thinks he's a lead singer Smash Mouth,
yes.
And vice versa.
Yes,
lead singer Smash Mouth comes home and makes drunk food.
I can't.
We are rolling out. His wife's like, "Go to sleep. It's a Tuesday."
I can't believe Guy Fieri hasn't come up with his own version of sunglasses that you just wear on the back of your head.
He has.
When you're
not allowed to wear them frontways.
When you say something like, "Guys, we're outside," mm-hmm. It flips to the front.
Yes.
They find your eyes.
They find their eye-seeking glasses.
They're eye-seeking.
Like a heat-seeking missile.
Strictly Oakleys.
Yes.
You know when you're in a hotel and it takes too long to switch channels for some reason in every hotel? There's 4 seconds of blank screen before the next channel. So eventually I get tired of that.
Yes.
I stopped on some food channel and it was a Guy Fieri... Like,
I still
supermarket
can't take every
sweep,
time you say that. Yeah.
Supermarket sweep cooking challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they had two guys had to make burgers, and Guy Fieri was like, "Now, what kind of burger are we going to make?" And then on the floor is a map of the country, and he gets a remote control car and goes, "Where will this car stop?" And then he just drove it 3 feet to the south and stopped. He goes, "Looks like you're making southern burgers." And I thought, there was no random. You drove the car.
You chose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't control this. Give me that controller.
Guy Fieri in college would do the Ouija board with his friends and always spelled out Guy as the coolest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
It's going where it's going.
What guess the spirits just, want.
Yeah. The spirits have spoken,
guess
man.
Guess I'm just the coolest. Roll out.
Body.
So hops out. This guy now is driving.
Yeah, but there's another person that was like, sir, I'm not.
When you see ambition like that in that guy's eyes,
Everybody just at one
you're
point
just
said,
in the way.
I've got kids.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean, that's the thing.
This isn't worth it.
What are the biggest things people do? We've all done it. Is you hear a story and go, man, if I was there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thinks they know what they do.
When
you're face to face with an absolute crazy man that has no pants on.
Step away.
That is just like, I missed my flight. You'd be like, well, then you should take this vehicle.
Yeah. Take this
that's fully
drive.
Insured and they pay me $12 an hour.
Drive straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't
pay
me to this is the airport's fault for not caring about me.
Exactly.
For turning me into a freelancer.
And look, maybe you just had a nice cup of coffee. It's cold in Canada. And you're just like, you got a nice caffeine buzz. You're like, I want to watch this guy drive this right into the side of a luggage cart.
Sure.
Oh, I want to watch him drive under a taxiing plane.
Whatever.
That's what I want to see.
Just jump to the wheel.
And shear off just the top of his head.
Yeah.
Scalp himself and keep driving.
Was that Commando where he jumps onto the wheel and then goes up into the plane?
Yeah, he times himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Police say the driver got out as Hach drove onto a taxiway towards an airport fire station.
Oh.
That's the most drug part. He's like, oh, a fire station.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden,
fire.
Planes
I'll get one of those big ones.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A firefighter made aware of what was happening, hopped on, I imagine, while it was moving.
Uh-huh. Sure. They're
on the back, on the very last car. And
those are men of action.
Forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the vehicle stopped and with other firefighters subdued Richard Hach. During the incident, a spokesman for the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority says pilots were told to avoid moving their aircraft. So everything stopped in this entire airport.
No, Sage Steele tweeted about how annoying it was.
Yeah, she
but
did.
There was no overall interruption of flight operations. We're going to close out the story with this. Guys, how old is Richard Hach?
life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Ooh, it's a game we love to play.
I'm a fan of the show, and I know what you want to do. You know, when Price is Right, you guess low.
Yeah.
Dumb People Town, you want to guess high.
You want to guess high.
It is always an A.
I'm going to give you some reviewing points.
Give us some. Okay,
goes by Richard Hawk. Mm-hmm. Canadian citizen flying from Orlando to Chicago. Oh. If he's a Canadian citizen, is he doing business? Is that to his connecting flight? Mm-hmm. Referred to people as kids when telling them to not do drugs. Mm-hmm. Spry enough, though, to run around a tarmac, commandeer. Yeah, whatever these.
I have an idea.
Luggage mover.
Go ahead, Jay. 47 years old.
47 from Jason's Club.
Oh, this is hard, man.
It is really hard. I'm gonna go 40. I think he took a magical trip, and he didn't realize that, you know, like in Canada, they drink giant beers. Mm-hmm. You don't want to come have some American craft brews and pour two into one glass.
He didn't know. Like,
no, we drink this.
He doesn't
size
understand
of
the
Molson's.
Yeah, everything's alembic.
Yeah. It probably started at the plane when they didn't have Labatt's.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. And now he's upset. Mm-hmm. Better do
Where's
this
my
rock
crystal
right
meth?
Here.
Right.
Sidetrack question, real quick, before Randy answers. Does any airplane serve root beer?
No.
Not that I've ever seen.
None. Okay.
All right.
No.
Maybe whatever like one does, Wisconsin, that's who's getting
air
all my business.
Wisconsin yeah
Sprecher,
air.
Sprecher Air.
Or that awesome strawberry soda, KFC.
Is there awesome strawberry soda KFC?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think they have it anymore. We remember we were.
I went and found
me and
it.
Someone else were tweeted at. Yeah, that's right. You put a picture up. That's right.
You found the strawberry
is
it soda.
Fanta?
KFC?
Yeah. No. What was the day? We were all off. It was some Monday holiday. I think I might go to KFC. Any suggestions?
Yeah.
And then Bronger and I can't remember who's
there. Was it Jesse
soda
Thorne?
And they said maybe strawberry soda is the way to go. And
him,
he found
him
it.
Him and somebody else
when
were
I was a
all
kid,
about
it. Was so good. Well, because it's like you're going to KFC. You're already obliterating your body.
You can buy it by the jug there.
Oh, what? Christ.
Yes.
Can you refill it like gasoline?
I don't know if it's a big
your car breaks down like gasoline.
All right, what's your guess, Randy?
52 years old.
52. Okay, Randy says 52.
Oh, God,
Jason
right
says
47.
47.
Bronger, how old
I'm
are you?
Going
how old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay, so you went a couple years younger than
you. I was going to do 40. Let's do 42.
Okay, 42 for Bronger, 47 for me, 52 for Randy.
For me.
A 10-year range.
Richard Hawk.
You've not pronounced it right once.
Not once.
You pronounce Fieri right, but Hawk.
Dick Ho.
Dick Ho.
Is 27 years old.
No!
Man.
Bronger! How could you be so off?
There's got to be a...
You still win.
A rule that doesn't, you know...
You still
rules
win
are made for breaking.
There's no, listen, there's
I
no
mean, at least that makes sense.
The kids part makes
thank
it
God he's
older.
Not 50.
I mean, is he talking about 13-year-olds doing...
Kids, yeah,
and he was old
it
enough to think he could be considered a pilot.
I
remember,
think,
he told you don't do meth.
I
kids.
Think... Kids. I think the kids thing was like making a joke to the cops.
I think it was too.
You know, stay at school, kids.
Stay at everybody.
As he's trying to stuff his erection back into his pants.
Right. Because that's what's left of
that
his pants.
He doesn't
pants
even feel.
Yeah. Right? Or take it out.
He has an erection the entire time.
Yeah.
Right? Throughout this whole experience.
I would get out of that luggage driving
yeah, if
thing.
If I looked down and saw just even the slightest bit of hardness, I'm out.
Yeah,
they had to de ice that baggage
I
thing.
I think
they
had I
to
de ice
his dick.
De ice his dick.
I will. You can drive, but I'm staying in the vehicle.
Yeah.
I just want to see where this goes.
I want him to feel like he could have driven to Canada in that.
Yes.
Or cheered
Chicago
him on. Yeah. Cheered yeah him on. Keep
go,
going,
buddy
man. Don't
you
go near those
this
firefighters. They're going to stop you. Turn
go
right here.
The other way.
If you think hard enough, this will go off the ground. You can get this thing up. It's like a chitty, chitty, bang, bang situation uh-huh
for this
fucking
guy.
I kind of like to think he was actually trying to be a pilot, A, and then B, find his own plane after they kicked him off.
Sure.
You know?
He did pilot something.
He did.
Yeah.
In the course of the story.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. First story down. In the books, Dumb People Town. This is episode 4.
Mm-hmm. I love
Matt
it.
Bronger right is with us. About soon to have Ding Donger.
Ding Donger,
Ding
with,
Donger with Matt Bronger here on Feral Audio. We're the Sklar Brothers. He's Daniel Van Kirk. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Guys, subscribe to it. If you're listening now, rate it, review it. We love it. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Sklar Brothers. If you're in the Chicago area,
Yeah, we've got two shows this Saturday night at Lincoln Hall, February 11th. I'm excited. We're shooting our special for CISO.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Daniel Van Kirk's going to feature
for us. I've made it my mission Friday night to get kicked out of Rock Bottom in honor of Matt Brown.
Are you really going to do that? Go get kicked out of like the Empty Bottle or somewhere fun.
Yeah. You're in Chicago. You came up in Chicago.
I did.
Correct?
That's where I
started out. In a great comedy class of people, I think, of the Kyle Kinanes of the world and
Pete Holmes.
Kumail.
TJ.
What a great Hannibal. Time. Was that a great time to be coming up in Chicago?
It's just this thing that I've tried to put my finger on it, but and it's just two things. One, we had the Lion's Den, which is an open mic every Monday. We never missed it, and we always tried to do new stuff, you know? And
I'm sure you guys pushed each other, too.
Yeah, for sure. There was no pressure. We didn't have any scouts. No one gave a crap about stand-up. There was one club in town. It was all about improv. It was all about sketch.
Yeah.
I was no longer doing improv, so it was like, that's kind of all I did besides wait tables and bartend. And we would just put up shows in bars and non-traditional venues so you could just kind of stretch out. Mm-hmm. And everybody could kind of geek out about the comedy they really liked, you know?
Yeah, and then that whole crew of people moved on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you spend any time in New York or no?
I went to college there, but I never did any comedy. Until I'd already moved to L.A. years after.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Listen, phenomenal. Again, great class people, and we love that town. I mean, to do stand up for us, it is one of our favorite places to perform.
Because you can, there are salt of the earth people who are not necessarily pretentious about comedy. They just come. When I say pretentious about comedy, we love people who appreciate comedy.
Sure.
But there are people who are uninhibited laughers. They're okay to give it up moment.
There's a lot of self-possessment there. Like people know who they are.
Yes.
And people are happy with who they are, no matter what they're doing. And it's just everyone who lives there loves being there through those harsh, harsh winters.
Yep.
And there's
February
so much.
February 11th in Chicago. Yeah, that was smart.
There's so much. Well, shit. They will come.
They're going to want to come out. You got to do something.
That club is great. I played it for the first time end of last year. And it's just, I was like, oh my God.
Are you going there on this tour?
No, I was just there like 3 months ago.
Gotcha. So,
right. I couldn't come back for like 3 or 4 months. But it's the best. It's such a great club.
It's been a while since we performed. Since Up kind of, I know they're coming back with a little bit of comedy, but since they kind of shut it down, it's been a while since we've been back to Chicago. So
yeah, I've been at I was at Shuba's before,
which is their other venue. Yeah,
the same people.
We performed there too. Remember when we went to Shuba's? It was like 5 below.
Oh, it was so cold.
And that was like, it was cold enough that people were like, "Yeah, this is going to keep people home."
Uh-huh.
We were like, "God damn it, we can't beat 5 below."
Come
we
on,
can't
world. Beat it.
That's tough.
But very excited about that. So please come out to those shows with us and Dan. That'll be awesome. And follow Bronger at Bronger.
Yep.
Just simply at Bronger. Yeah.
Are you on the road this weekend?
Yeah.
For your tour?
I'm going to be at Comedy Works South in Denver.
Nice.
And then I'll be in Vermont. And then
Burlington?
Yes, at the Vermont Comedy Club.
Cool.
Yeah, I've heard. I've never been. I'm psyched.
It's awesome.
And Toronto, the 2 weeks after that, the Comedy Bar, which is fantastic.
Comedy Bar people up
there. I'm spoiled for February.
What a phenomenal
good
February.
Run, man.
Yeah, good run.
And your fiance is cool with you traveling around and all this stuff?
I mean, I name stuff out of what makes her laugh a lot of times. And I was like, what about the Enraged to be married to her? Because we're getting married to her. She's like, I love it.
Let's do it.
But it's just because I feel like we're in this atmosphere right now where everyone's mad.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad.
My God.
Even if you support the guy, you're mad about something. Yeah, that's why you start supporting him. And everyone's mad.
And most of us are mad about the right thing, you know? What are we supposed to do? We have to carry on. I'm not going to go out there and just do all stuff about what's going on, but there will be stuff here and there. But at the same time, I know I'm an escapist. I love going seeing comedy and just forgetting my job, forgetting my life.
That's one of the beauty elements.
And laughing at someone else's pain that I relate to.
Yes.
So that's if you you want to see where, if I'm coming to see you, come to your house.
Yeah.
Go to mattbronger.com. He's got all the gigs up there.
Check
love
it.
Yeah.
Check
nice.
It.
Yeah. All right. You want to do another one?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sent in by Stephen Elton Yates.
Love this cat.
At Stephen E. Yates. He's a great man.
S-E-Y.
We hung out in Manhattan
a couple
of years ago.
Great dude. Love him.
Spring Hill, Florida. We're still there.
We can't get out of that.
Can't get out of it.
Hernando County.
Let's put it this way. You mine for gold in the gold mine.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
You don't mine for gold over in the 7-Eleven.
Florida, anyone from Florida would know.
Yeah, you know. That's where it's from.
Some of the best people I know in life are from Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Hernando County woman was arrested on a charge of domestic battery after deputies say she hit her ex-boyfriend in a fit of anger after seeing him kissing her mother.
Wow.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of her. She also looks like a full-grown Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
yes.
Yes, she does.
Well, that does not look like the type of person that could unleash.
She does look like a cashier.
I've often felt like Jonah Hill is a fat guy with a skinny guy's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's what she's got.
Yes.
She also doesn't also look like the poster from the Firestarter.
Oh God, grown up, still has the power.
Yes.
Yeah, her eyes look intense.
Still has the
she
power.
Looks scary.
Like in that photo right there, she could be starting a fire.
I feel bad. I'm not. She's not necessarily fat. She has kind of a wide face.
No, yeah.
Wide
face. She looks like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great way to describe it.
And the telekinesis.
She could be super thin. She's adorable.
She could set a barn on fire with Georgie Scott in it.
Yeah. just by thinking about it.
Yes. Hernando County deputies responded to a report of a physical disturbance at a home on Shafton Road in Spring Hill.
Someone got Shafted.
Just before noon on Tuesday. This is an afternoon fight. A noon on a Tuesday.
A nooner, as we like to call
noon.
It.
Noon. Noon.
Not on a Sunday.
Right.
You where, made a mom move on noon?
When are people noon? Working?
Oh.
They say that... Help me. B-R-E-A-U-N-A. Brianna?
Brianna.
Brianna.
There's a U in here.
Brianna.
Brianna?
Brianna. Yeah.
Brianna is a lovely barbarian name for a
is
woman.
It Brianna? Nope.
Brianna.
That's every single time she goes to any government office.
Brianna of the
Brianna?
Hill?
Nope. Nope. It's Brianna.
Of the Hill people?
Yeah.
Her last name? Brianna Bolton, as of House Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
Michael
I mean,
Bolton.
This fits right in. Brianna Mom Bolton. Making out with your boyfriend and fist fights? Yeah, she's in Westeros.
This has become a Game of Thrones.
Yep.
That would be great to do a modern day Game of Thrones, just
all
in Florida.
Shit
happening in Florida. No dragons, just giant alligators.
Yep.
No kingdoms, just big yards.
Yep. 19 years old, Brianna. Brianna. Told them she saw her mother sitting on her ex-boyfriend's lap, kissing him.
All right, so she's 36.
Which
the mom's got to be 36, 37.
She's 19. Right.
She's 19, and her mom's got to be 36, 37.
Okay. I would also say that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
If your mom is on your ex-boyfriend's lap kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Bolton told deputies she started to cry when she saw them together.
Oof,
that's rough.
Then her ex-boyfriend stood up from the chair, and Bolton told deputies she pushed him over the chair and punched him in the back of the head.
Now, when that's, he stood up,
logistically
did the mom
doesn't work.
Fall off?
Yes.
That would have been funny.
Yes.
Stood up with her not being ready, and she falls
if
off.
If you get caught in that situation, do you make a Santa Claus joke? I was just giving her what she
thought.
Wanted for Christmas.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you make that joke just to try to break the tension?
Did he hurt himself trying to slap something like white and red onto his head?
Yeah. This is
to try to pass.
This is the part that makes this perfect for the county. Usually... I don't like domestic stuff,
nor
but a single
I.
punch is okay, especially if it's so weird as this.
Girl on guy.
It does seem
fine.
That's sexist of me, I guess.
It's not fine.
But here's what makes this fine. Ready? Deputies interviewed Bolton's mother and ex-boyfriend, who said they were sitting in the mother's bedroom hugging and kissing each other, which is them. I just imagine them defiantly like, hell yeah!
Yeah. What's she going to do about it?
Hugging and kissing.
She didn't want him!
She's my ex!
She didn't want him!
Yeah. Everybody's fair game.
When Bolton saw them through... an open window.
Oh, my God.
They say Bolton was yelling at them, then entered the room through the window.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She's outside.
Oh. And whose joke was that? Hey. Was that Stephen Wright's
Stephen
joke?
Stephen Wright's joke.
I was a cesarean baby. It didn't affect me at all, except now every time I leave the house, I go through the window.
Yes.
Phenomenal joke.
Imagine the woman you've seen yelling at them through a window. And they didn't get up. They stayed where they were while she...
What's she going to do? What's she going to do? Climb through the window? Yeah, she is.
And she might be, like, phenomenally fast.
Those right.
People that are just, they have a quickness that belies their size. Like Bo Jackson.
Like in movies.
She just came through that window.
She just came through the window with all the, like, she started a fire at a barn and George C. Scott. Look, this is an argument more than anything for screens.
Come through
you need
this
screen.
Window.
I'm sitting on the bed and kissing your mom.
Come inside and beat my ass over this chair. My question
you have
is.
You have to have. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, chair in the bedroom tells me they have a lot of space.
Yes.
It's not just
also
the bed.
Bolton. When a man loves your mother. I know he didn't originally sing it, Percy Sledge, but he had a great cover.
Yeah, he took it. He made it his own.
Yeah, he did.
I still remember an ad when it was with my dad, and it was like, when a man loves the pizza.
I remember that. And my
dad was like, they won't leave anything good alone, will they? And it's like a great dad thing to say about fucking ads.
And there's a moment in there where you're like, is he talking about the song or pizza?
Or pizza.
What is he talking about?
Are they defiling pizza?
Wait, are you?
What is that song?
Dad, why did you like that song so much?
Who cares about that song? It's all slow and dumb. This isn't Men at Work.
Also, there are times when you do love a pizza that much.
Oh, hell yeah. What are you saying? They're not leaving good ads.
Jason, 80% of the time.
They're not leaving pizza commercials.
Jason, we're not doing this.
On this show.
You've never said it on this show.
I've never said it on Dumb People
Town. Then you could say it.
I can tell Bronger. I was at a party.
Oh, my God.
I was at a kid's birthday party.
He's probably heard this story 10 times.
There was delicious pizza on a stone slab.
They did put it on a stone slab.
I said, what is this amazing artisanal pizza? I have to ask the hostess of this party. I went over. Mm-mm. I said, did you make this or from what gourmet pizza shop with an E on the end of it? Did you
Where in Larchmont
this?
Village did you overpay
did you
for this pizza?
Where did you obtain this? And what man in a curly mustache delivered it to you in a chef's hat? From a wood fire oven. She said Domino's. So it's Domino's. In that moment, I was forced to evaluate my attitude towards. They got you.
Domino's
when a child
good.
Is a child. Like there was a moment
when
where
a child is a child.
I was like, maybe it's conception. I don't know. At this point, I don't know. That's how good that goddamn pizza was.
What was on it?
It was just a cheese pizza, but it had these spices, this like weird kind of garlic powdery spice on it that I couldn't place, and I was like, here we are in a moment.
I don't know
if
you guys have like an exclusivity with Burger King that you couldn't do it, but the fact that if they don't hire the two of you to sit there.
We're from Michigan, but I don't know if I can hang with their politics.
You're from St. Louis. You live in Michigan.
I can't hang with their politics. I can't hang with
it. I'm earnestly telling this story to camera while Randy sits next to you and shakes his head would be the best commercial
ever. We could do it together. I'm doing a new hour this year at some point, new album, new special. I have a 10-minute bit about taking mushrooms on the 4th of July that has a part where I use the pizza tracker, the Domino's, and I stared at it for a good 20 minutes before I realized I never ordered a pizza. Like, why isn't it moving?
You're just tracking other people's pizza.
Even the little guy next to the oven is like shrugging and looking around. Shrugging. He'll do that if you wait too long.
Yeah. It's like, what's up, bro?
What's up?
What's up?
I got the oven right here, man.
All you gotta
right
do is,
here.
All you gotta Did do is send him in.
Yeah.
Are you,
I just picture you leaning into
you
the
want mushrooms
computer
this,
being
or
like,
you already took had enough.
Make it.
I said pizza out loud.
Start making
cheese.
Pizza.
It was that thing where you're trying to make your mouth work.
Yeah,
so
cheese.
Anyway. But
am I speaking out loud?
Am I
only hearing this?
We have these moments in our lives that like you're dealing with like heavy crap or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say just measure it next to that guy on a chair with your ex-girlfriend's mother on your
kissing
lap.
Kissing her, thinking no one's going to get in between this.
Seeing a face in the window.
Right. Face in the window.
Enough to scare you. That isn't,
no.
Hi, babe. You son of a... And coming through
the window.
Like a spider monkey at you. Like, just imagine the sinking feeling in him.
By the way, there were so many moments for him to stop.
Yes.
This is a guy who's like, I'm going to do this no matter what.
I mean...
He kind of gets what he deserves a little bit. It's like... At least stop. You have to understand that this is the woman's mother.
Yes.
You got to stop.
They have to live like scenes from like a crappy version of Falcon Crest or some kind of soap opera.
Knots Landing.
Like, people stop by and be like, I noticed your screen door was open. Get out of here. You broke my daughter's heart. What do you mean? You won't give me a glass of lemonade?
That's right.
I guess one glass of lemonade wouldn't hurt.
Right.
You know, like it's the thing. They both know what's going to happen.
You're going to drink that all day?
Uh-huh.
Although you just reminded me, one of my first crushes, Joan Van Ark, Knots Landing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
She was
the woman at the guys connect over the van?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bolton told deputies she and her boyfriend had dated for how long?
Now, I'm
going to read the rest of it, and then I'll let you come back to you. They had just broken up 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She became very upset when she saw them. Guys, how long? This is jumping through a window.
I don't even know if we have a jingle for this, but how
long? That's okay. How long
were they dating?
Together?
Oof. I'm going to say it's going to be a ridiculously short amount of time.
Okay.
Okay.
This seems like an overly possessive, inappropriately possessive person.
That he instantly was hooked onto the mom and ended with her quickly.
2 months.
2 months from Jason Sklar.
They had just broken up 3 weeks
ago. Okay, okay. 2 months.
Are you a Matthew or are you just a Matt?
I'm Matthew, yeah. 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 Okay. Under Christ, yes.
Gotcha.
416.
Let's see. I'm going to say they made it a whole year.
Okay.
I'm going to say that if you asked him, they never were dating.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
So, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, they were never. Good.
And they totally were. She had a toothbrush
what?
In his
we
house.
We were dating.
Right.
But he was taking
I told her to
take it away.
Time. Yes.
He was taking numbers the whole time.
I
told her to take that thing away.
I don't like
anytime
labels.
She talked about where are we? What are we doing?
Why do we have to define everything?
Would you stop? You're making me. I'm going through so much at my job at the tire store.
Let's just have fun.
The tire store. Store.
Let's just have fun. Let's just have fun with it. Pet boys will be pet boys.
You may be right because I'm talking to Randy for the listener at home. You may be right because the quote comes from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have the information going. However,
her side of it.
She told deputies that she and her ex-boyfriend had dated for 1.5 years.
Wronger. So when she was 15. Does it say how?
She's 19.
19. No, she was 17.
He might be 19 too. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm guessing he's 34, but
yeah,
he could be.
Feels like he's 19.
I'm guessing he's older than the mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's possible.
It makes more sense.
Age appropriate.
Brianna, get back here.
It's Brianna.
Brianna.
Nope, it's Brianna.
He's arguing that you know I get drunk a lot. Of course I mix you two up.
Get out of the probe. Get out of the probe.
It's Brianna. No one said your name.
Oh.
Nissan?
Yeah.
Was that who made the probe?
Yeah, that would have been it. Nissan Rogue.
Probe.
It's Nissan Juke.
It's pronounced Brna.
Brna?
Just Brna.
Brna.
Deputies say Bolton's ex-boyfriend suffered minor injuries to his arm and the back of his head was red from being punched, which means it's shaved.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bolton was arrested on a charge of domestic battery and booked into the Hernando County Jail.
But look,
that's it.
They're bumped red on the back of his head. That's not enough to book someone into jail.
There's something funny about someone getting punched in the back of the head by a girl.
Especially if they've been knocked over in a chair. Logistically, he would have to turn as he
falls. I'm saying there is so much time when a person is coming through a window.
That's what I'm saying.
To say,
she
to get up and
first.
Move. To be like, I'm going to stop. To just be in a situation. This guy definitely did not think he was going to be punched. She knocked him over the chair, knocked him out, and then when he was face down, she punched him in the back.
Part of me really hopes
she moved into the ground and pound. That's she obviously does UFC.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, let's let
Reggie sat on his back and punched the back of his head.
Punched the back of his head until they called it. She got a great ground game.
She dumped him. I hope it goes the other way around.
And you know what I think it is? I think mom was wearing her favorite frilly sundress, which, come on, is see through the whole neighborhood.
We know it.
It's not called a sundress. It's not supposed to be called because it makes the sun go through and show your finger.
What is that, a nightgown?
So what happened was, you know, they got into it a little bit.
Sure.
And there's a technique. If you have ever studied protest techniques, which is something all of us need to now,
of course,
is when the police is like, please disperse, you go limp.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to move you.
That's right.
Yeah. So what mom did was just clench onto him and just put her weight into him where he's trapped.
Now
so
you
think he's trapped. I think the mom was like, he's mine and you're not going anywhere.
You
get
broke
away.
Up with him.
And she thought with the force of her motherhood, she could keep her daughter on.
Yeah.
Nope. No, no, no.
No.
No. He gets away just in time to get knocked over a chair.
And I just think through the window is really
my favorite.
That's
literally
incredible.
If we could see one moment, it would be the moment she started yelling at them from outside.
Yep.
And the time that they didn't move while she climbed through a window.
It's really amazing.
I think she's getting more and more mad when she's like, I can't believe
And they didn't even get up because he's knocked over in the chair.
Yeah.
They didn't even get up.
Didn't even get up. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to stop this?
Those moments where you sense you're in danger and you should just run. Don't tell yourself you're crazy.
Mm-mm.
You know something bad's going to happen. Get out of there.
He doesn't have a fight or flight. Like,
neither one.
Of him. Yeah. Like, he has neither. Once what the heart wants. You can't deny this dude.
That's true.
That's what he wants.
He's only going to want the mom even more.
All right. That's segment two, down in the book.
Oh, my God.
Dumb People Town. We're living in it, guys. It exists all around us. Enjoy it. Engage with it. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All
everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Thanks for joining us for this show. Everyone who's jumped on, if you haven't heard the earlier shows, go back and listen to those. Rate them and review them. We love it. We've got one final segment, and then we have a voicemail. Hollywood's been under attack. We know that.
The elites in Hollywood. Which, by the way, like, people, I was listening to people describing, like the NFL describing players from the draft. He's an elite wide receiver. Like, do you want someone who's, like, elite people should be in sure. certain positions?
Sure.
Who, do you want somebody who can't handle G-force to be, like, mm-hmm. flying to Mars? No. Mm-hmm. You need an elite human being yep. to do stuff.
Yeah, this isn't Armageddon.
When did this become, you know what I'm saying?
When did that become a bad thing?
I cannot believe that the rules got changed. Well, that's just dumb people being really smart.
The dynamic has always been like, we love an outsider. We like yes. someone that's, you know, it's like, yeah, nobody likes someone that's corrupted by the system they're in. Sure. No, totally. But it's like, you don't need an outsider every time. You want an expert.
You
want
the best. You know? Too elite.
So who is it?
We've got Johnny Depp has left a voicemail for us.
He is pretty elite, though.
He's kind of,
as far as acting goes, annoyingly.
Anyone who's addicted to that many scarves,
yeah,
you know.
That and just the fact that he just completely, in many ways, almost erased the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Not from my heart.
Oh, really? You thought the remake was better?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm joking. Bronger, I want to ask you before we get into the last story.
Yeah.
How far in the process of your ceremony and your wedding are you in? Like, where are you doing it? What part of the country?
Yeah, we're doing it in Portland in the fall. We got the guest list more or less locked. A small wedding.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it on CISO. It's still up in the air. They're negotiating.
Could be a Netflix.
You know,
Netflix might acquire your wedding.
Yeah,
that's great.
You know, she's gonna get drunk and punch me in the mouth, and that's what they're counting on.
That's right.
So
sure. Thank God you'll be sitting in a chair to receive them.
Exactly right.
Kissing
taking off the garter
kissing,
with my teeth and
kissing her mom. Right. Right.
Kissing mom. We're just gonna do the Portland like City Hall. We have a family friend who's a judge, so he's gonna that I grew up with, and then the next. Day we'll do reception and then people just go to reception. So no church, none of that jazz. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
fantastic. And no jazz either.
Oh, no jazz.
You say none of that jazz.
Some jazz.
So there'll be,
let's say strictly smooth jazz.
None of that jazz.
None of all
the jazz that we know. Yeah. No Miles Davis, no Coltrane.
No big Fosse numbers. I know people need to memorize Fosse numbers in their wedding.
Just all Kenny G, like a lot of Kenny G.
A lot of Kenny
just
G.
A little bit of soft.
None of this jazz. No, a little bit of like late 80s Sanborn.
A guy blowing into a saxophone, eyes tightly closed with a kind of a smirking look of I'm having way too much fun right now playing.
Can you believe this?
You know?
Do you believe this is happening right now? Can you believe how hot it is? I'm sweating so much in a sleeveless shirt.
Thank you. We are hot sacks.
Is the reception taking place at that carpeted bar you took me to?
No. Oh, God.
Carpeted
bar? No, the Sandy Hut, a.k.a. the Handy Slut.
Yeah. We're not doing it there. Took me into a carpeted bar. We watched Michael Sam get drafted. It was a beautiful day.
That was great. It was right up the street from the hotel.
Yeah, it was like after your barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carpeted bar.
And I'll always take
they had
bar.
One of the best. They have one of the best dive bar themes. Carl Hess and I wouldn't stop laughing the time we went, and it was just it's Gentleman's Day.
What is that a day?
Of course it is. Gentleman. There's nothing but single sad men getting drunk in the afternoon.
Gentleman's Day.
But you know why? It's not because their lives are sad.
No, it's because they're gentlemen.
It's Gentleman's Day.
They're taking advantage of.
It's that thing where it's like it's so sad and so aware of its own sadness.
Gentleman's Day.
Yeah. Gentleman's Day.
We even have a place you put your monocles and top hats, gentlemen.
Right over here.
When you're having your boozy breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you,
Gentleman's Day.
So did you have a hand in planning a lot of the wedding or no?
Yeah,
did decisions come your way?
No, totally, totally.
Okay, good.
I mean, she had certain things she wanted and stuff, but, you know.
You're like, whatever.
Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. I love it.
Nice.
It's a headache, sure, but it's
great.
It's whatever.
I'm happy for you.
Rand, where did you get married?
Got married out here in L.A. This is now so long ago. I got married out...
Before it was called L.A.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They called it Hollywood Land. No, I got married in 2001, way out by the ocean there, over at the Bel Air Bay Club, which is just a place we rented out.
Nice.
Super nice, overlooking the ocean.
Where'd you get married, Jay?
Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Santa Barbara.
Nice.
Near the ocean, too. It's nice. You're in California. Why wouldn't you do that if you stay in California for it?
Yeah, get out by the ocean or drive up like Highway 1, which I know you've done that before.
Have you? Yeah, I'm doing it again this year. I'm doing it
Holy
next
crap.
Month.
That's the moments where you say to yourself, I understand why people have this mystical connection to this place.
No one can really explain it to you.
No.
Until you've done it.
It is a worthwhile drive.
Yeah. Just like, oh,
I did it last year, and I'm renting another mini RV, and I'm doing it again.
Mountains on one side, like 1,000-foot drop to the ocean on the other side.
1,000. It's not an exaggeration.
It is 1,000-foot drop down the other
side.
You're
aerosmithing.
500 feet down to the other side. Truly, truly, just everything about it, you loved doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Have you been to any weddings where someone's done something hilarious that works?
Because sometimes I've only seen hilarious things go miss horribly.
Dave Lyons, who does Yacht Rock radio, he did this at the altar, this really, really moving thing. Mm-hmm. Just like these vows about, like, every time I come home and I see your car, I get happy. It was like this really sweet.
Sweet.
I was like tearing up to see my friend so happy. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle's like, sexy sax man runs down the aisle, just blaring his sax, which is billowing purple smoke, cutting her vows off, standing at the altar, bindly, 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 just sag solo, humping the air with his sax, no shirt, and then runs away. And then so she just went right into her vows. So I went from crying to laughing so hard I was crying.
Perfect. No way. But awesome. That it cut her off is great.
Yeah, well, she planned it.
Oh, that's
no funny. One knew but her and his dad.
Hilarious.
Nobody knew.
God bless her.
Not the justice of the peace, nothing.
So that wasn't a crashing person. That was a setup moment.
That was perfect. Perfectly planned. Dave is a location manager, and he's worked with like Terrence Malick and Tom Cruise and all these people, and he was working on a Christian Bale movie, and they'd kind of had a little friendship going, and he's like, I'm getting married, and Chris is like, oh, mate, you're right? Oh, all right. He's like, where are you getting married? And he's like, Saturday. He's like, you should come and object. And he's like, what time is it? What time's the wedding? And he's like, is there a thing? He's like, he's doing some charity thing. He was going to show up in a suit
and object.
And like, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Why?
How amazing would that be?
Anybody here?
Because I object. He's like, who's the asshole?
By the way,
what the?
That moment to me feels like that gives too much power to the people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, people don't use it, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't object? You don't think this is a good union?
That's a weird feeling.
It opens it up in a way that I don't think.
But then you don't have to honor it. They're not saying you have to honor it.
Yes, you do.
Or it's binding?
If it's an objection,
you could just
fucking leave it.
You could just throw a monkey wrench right in someone's relationship.
Cousin Dennis doesn't think we should be doing
this. It's over. I don't like her.
Shut it down.
Hors d'oeuvres back.
Go back to the kitchen. Everybody who just had an hors d'oeuvre, spit it back up. Cousin Dennis says no.
Get those caps out. Get those mushroom caps out. We're done.
We're done.
I want my deposit back.
In the back of the room.
Who had satay? Who had some satay? Bring it back.
Yeah. Bring it back up.
All right, want to do a final story?
Let's do a story.
Sent in by Stage Dad at M-I-L-A-E-G-E-R.
Mileager.
Yeah?
Sure. Mileager.
M-I-L-A-E-G-E-R.
Yeah.
05. Thanks, Stage Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte County. This is fitting. I didn't even think about
this. North Carolina?
Scout's Honor. I did not think about
this. North Carolina, I'm assuming?
It was supposed to be the best day of their life.
Oh.
Should be lives, but that's okay.
Their life together.
The best day of their life.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Instead, their maid of honor got arrested and is facing several charges from a wedding day gone wrong.
Oh.
The Charlotte County ceremony has been described as beautiful. But when the reception kicked off, the maid of honor, Amanda Willis, hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
What?
Yeah. This wedding has derailed.
Yeah.
Wow. The wedding pictures tell a story of a content couple, Brian and Jennifer Butler. They had their cake and their first dance.
And ate it too.
While Willis started drinking. In my mind, there are wedding photos of them dancing and everybody standing around and her just with a bottle of Jameson. Yeah.
Look, this is the movie Katherine Heigl wanted to make.
That's right.
This is the one she should make.
27 Jameson. This
There's
is what
27
it should
messes.
Have been. 27 messes. Here's one of them.
There's two weird stages where she's holding her own bottle of Jack and everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later when it's half empty and no one's laughing.
No one's laughing.
Oh my God. Her close friends keep running up very close. Stop it. Stop it. Give me that.
There's a 60-something year old woman holding another equally aged man's arm in the background as he's trying to.
Don. I'm going to talk to her. All these people are reaching out at her and she's holding the bottle away.
Three different people are trying to bring her coffee.
Right.
right. spit coming out of her mouth.
Yep. One
yelling,
shoe.
Hey, you need to come to the bathroom right now. You need to go to the bathroom right now.
Her mother speaking in clipped, scary sense. Stop it.
I just peed.
Come on.
Yes, very clipped.
Oh, so clipped.
Very clipped. I need you to stop what you are doing right now.
Teeth are not open.
You will stop it. Amanda Willis.
Right now.
I've talked that way to my kids.
Right now.
Somebody's saying, what's wrong with Aunt Mandy?
And just throws the half-full handle bottle of Jack.
By the way,
that just basically sloughs half the cake in half. Like it hits the cake and just fref. Just this cake just
check.
Yes.
And this is going to happen at your wedding.
It's completely quiet when just that happens.
Who of your friends will do this at the wedding?
Clearly hear the cake.
Canane, obviously. Canane
is going to
halve my cake.
Yeah. Yes.
With a box of natural light that he brought.
We're not supposed to bring
sideways.
Swords?
Hey, man, no, we have beer. You don't have to bring your own beer,
Kyle. We're doing a marine deal here, brother.
Bring him own.
I ordered a pizza. You're over there.
I thought we were doing a marine deal.
What
kind of cake is this? Meatball?
That would be a great cake.
Meatball cake?
Meatball and vanilla frosting.
Oh, my God. You have to
I know
do
you said
that.
Jack Daniels, but quote, this is from guest Robert Templeton, not what she was drinking. Mm-hmm. Quote, she was a mess. She drank almost an entire bottle of
vodka.
Fireball.
Whoa. This is a woman who does not mess around. This is a woman who doesn't give a shit about her throat. This is a woman who thinks wild turkey is too nice.
That is a liquor that has been recalled for having a chemical in it.
Yep.
That is akin to
lighter fluid.
What do you call it?
Battery acid. Yes, mm-hmm.
and defrost.
Four Loco would have been safer.
Antifreeze.
Yeah, this is a girl who also still loves Everclear.
Oh yeah,
like tons of
the band and the drink.
What is a Long Island if you don't have a floater of Everclear at the top, making it a nuclear tea?
Did you drink Everclear in high school or anything?
College.
We were doing
Jungle Juice.
High school.
You poured into a giant trash can, put so much Kool-Aid in it, it masked the flavor completely,
and
just get wrecked.
Wrecked.
No reason.
I will also tell everybody because I love Jack Daniels, but it's also true. So
he's called Drunk Daniels.
Yes, it should be. Fireball whiskey is the lowest.
I love Drunk Daniels.
Fireball whiskey is a very low form of whiskey that they add food coloring to, and then the cinnamon flavor to mask. Which is why,
yes,
if you drink a shot or more than a couple shots, you will feel horrible the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jack Daniels. If you ever do like cinnamon, I will tell you Jack Daniels fire whiskey is 100% Jack Daniels through and through. Then they put cinnamon flavor in, so you will not be nearly as
good to know.
Wait, are you trying to get a? It's a sponsorship deal with Jack Daniels
one,
right
actually.
Now. Oh my
actually,
God!
Yeah,
I did not know.
Yeah. I've moved up.
No, but yeah.
So no one is telling you to stop.
Fair point.
But a wedding
but the
is
Fireball
difficult.
Bottles. A lot of them are plastic, which on the go alcoholic like myself, I like to drop my bottle. Let's just say I do. I drop my bottle sometimes.
You are gonna drop.
Wronger.
You lose
we're
your motor skills.
Bottles
we're dropping bottles. That's not how the saying goes.
No, we're dropping bottles.
We're dropping bottles. Just shattering champagne.
Boom, boom, boom. Look. Yeah, but my question. Question is, how does she get access to a full bottle of Fireball?
That's a good question.
How?
Yes.
How does that happen?
She flirts with the bartender.
Is that it?
Like, give me this. I'm going to did it for the bride.
Quote from Jennifer Butler, the wife.
I'm going to did it for the... give me a bottle back there. I'm going to did it for the bride.
And
she
requested. She said she wanted the cinnamon one.
Yeah, cinnamon one.
Give me some of the water.
Jennifer Butler said, quote, she was drunk within 20 minutes to half an hour.
Of course.
That's impressive.
Willis started asking people for their keys. Mm. Who's got keys around here? Because she does not have her own car.
I'm going home.
Who has her own keys around here? She just went up.
Everyone.
This is Templeton, the guest, Robert. She just went up to the best man and grabbed his keys out of his pocket, then jumped in his car. That is not how fast it happens.
No.
Someone let this play out.
Yep.
Yeah, this is like going through a window.
Right.
A lot of things have to happen.
You mentioned soak up the night. This is what she wanted to do.
She
hit that drunk level.
But in order to soak up the night, she would have had to have eaten the entire cake.
Right.
All of it.
There's no good starchy, trans fat laden food you need when you're that
hammered. Wedding cake.
There's no Jack in the Box served at that wedding. She needed her Jack in the Box.
That's right.
Guys, I was at a wedding this summer. It was in downtown. Super
LA.
Super swanky wedding. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
We're like, I don't 80 floors up, whatever, one of those like US Bank building, whatever those. Gorgeous. They had like musicians for the cocktail hour, and then I identified one of the bartenders as being the one guy there who could really make a drink. Mm-hmm. And everything was top shelf.
All right.
So I
How did you identify that?
Dude? Because I'm watching these other guys bartend and they're like, what's in that? And just with other people. But this guy was a machine. Sure. So I waited longer for him. I go, I want two Don Julio Reposado margaritas on the rocks, no salt. This guy is making the best drinks. And I'm pounding these
double
things. Then they start walking around with champagne. We start drinking those.
Yeah.
Then we get into our area, right?
You haven't even sat down to eat yet.
No. I've got two drinks. The groom comes in, and I go, hey, man, because I'm lit already. Yes. I'm like, got you one of these. Was waiting for you. He's like, thanks so much. We're drinking with him. Then we get into the reception. We sit down, and I go, let's go find our guy. And there's two bars on either end of this room. Okay. I go, let's go find our guy because he's not at the bar by us. And we are tucked way in the back, which I found.
Yeah. No, you're the guys that are like, let him get drunk.
My group of friends, the first class holes, every single wedding, were always in the back corner. Kyle Kissick's wedding, there was a Christmas wedding. They had 25 Christmas trees. And his mother-in-law came up to us the day of the wedding. He's like, I had a nightmare last night that all of you guys got drunk and pissed in these trees. And I go, you should not have given us that idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. So, happening. Back at the summer
self-fulfilling
wedding.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. My buddy and I we're like, let's go to the other bar. We walk across the empty dance floor. Nothing's happened yet. The wedding party's not even there. We get over there. Bartender, not there. Another bar. I go, where's the guy we had? And then I see him up to the side. And he goes, oh, did you need something? I go, yeah, I thought you were bartender. He's like, I'm the manager. And I go, oh, okay. Well, I think his name was Jorge. I think I go, Jorge, here, I just wanted to give you $40 and say, we appreciate all you're doing if you just take care of us for the night. He goes, what do you want? And I told him same order. He goes, I got you. At this point, the wedding party starts getting brought in. And now we're stuck on the other side. And my buddy says to me, I got some edibles if you want one.
Oh, no.
And I go,
yeah, why not? Here we go.
Hell yeah, I do. Yeah, sure. So he goes, just have half of one of these. Mm-hmm. And I go, I'm in. So I take half of it. And then we're waiting there and they bring in all the wedding party. And then they're about to announce the bride and groom. And the power goes out.
Oh, okay? Only after you eat the edible.
Right. And so now people are like, oh, but they want to like clap to bring them in. But the bride is like, I am not walking on until they're playing the song that and then everybody's cheering them in. She refuses. We go out into the waiting area to be like, let's go see other. We walk out. There is an ice storm happening with the bride and groom because she is so upset.
Oh,
so we go back in.
It's her day.
We walk across the dance floor to
on your wedding, it's going to be your day.
Yes. mine.
That's
to
fine.
Many cheers. Mm-hmm. And then we sit down with our drinks. The moment we sit down, Jorge comes around with another round of margaritas.
Yeah, he did. Oh,
right.
God bless you.
Then we have every table has their own waiter, and he's like, where'd you guys get these margaritas? We're like, oh man, I don't know. Jorge's taking care of us. He's like, that's dope. And I go, hey, can I ask you a question? He goes, well, I go, you want an edible? And he's like, sure.
So Jorge? So then,
no.
To just the waiter.
Yes. So now we're getting our waiter high stoned. With us.
What?
So then like everybody at our table starts taking the stuff.
Oh God.
About an hour later, mm-mm. I am in the middle. This is how it still lives in my memory mm-hmm. to the greatest wedding DJ. Of all time. He was taking like Seeger songs and Steely Dan and mashing them up with like current beats.
Yes.
Just like a beat under
it. So,
which got the young people out there and everybody's aunt and uncle out there.
Fun.
At one point, I start dancing with they're doing like a circle dance around the bride and groom, but it's like a fun, fast paced, like mm-hmm. Michael
horror.
Jackson something.
Okay.
And I got it in my head. You know what these two need right now?
Oh, God.
Me.
No.
They need me out there dancing with them.
No.
And so I jump in and for an entire song, just dance with the groom. And then...
Are you holding each other's hands and spinning in a circle?
Yeah, all of it.
All of
my
it.
My date goes, the bride is so pissed off at you right now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then I just keep dancing. About 11 o'clock, I'm like, the only thing I want to do right now is leave. I left that wedding before 10 o'clock at night. But it was one of the best that I've ever... I don't know if that DJ is as good as I remember.
Do you know how you
Probably
got home?
Not.
Yeah, I walked. It was while I was living downtown.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
That's great. Phenomenal. So what happened?
I'm just saying, maybe your wedding, you had edibles to pass? Past edibles?
No.
So
no.
She jumps in... Wait, so okay, she jumps sorry. In the car and...
Yeah, I derailed all
no,
the time.
No, I love it. Jeez, I want to be in that night with you.
Yeah. She was a mess. She drank all the Fireball. Oh, she ran up to the best man. This is another thing, too. If he's the best man, when you're wearing a tux at a wedding, do you ever have your keys on you?
No. Should have been valet parked.
I'm lucky if I remember to bring my ID in case I get asked for it by the wedding bartender.
If she grabbed my watch chain, I occasionally have my
keys. Fair enough.
You're off your waistcoat?
To credit, the best man was working as the janitor there too, so right, he had a ring of keys.
A lot of jangling.
She just took the whole ring off.
A lot of jangling.
Yeah.
She runs, she jumps in his car. Willis backed out and almost hit the best man, Brian's brother, the brother of the groom.
Oh my God.
Whoa. He grabbed onto the car and held on.
What are you doing? How drunk is he?
Yes. I think he's in the window because she said,
this isn't like a bull or a cat.
Or this is Templeton, the guest. He said she took off, his feet were dragging across the ground. Am I the only person picturing gravel?
Yeah.
He had to hit the e-brake. So he must have been half in the window, half out, as so she's driving around.
God.
A guy in a tux hanging out with a bridesmaid, crying, right? We're all picturing crying.
Oh, everyone's crying.
Screaming. And look, I think we can agree that that man is, is at least probably half in the bag.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, he's drunk.
But he's sober enough to be like, no one's driving.
He's sober enough to be like, no one's driving, and drunk enough to be like, I'm going to hold on to this car, reach in, and just get the brake.
He's trying to Indiana Jones this shit.
No, this is a scene from Point
Full
Break.
Full on liquid, just full of liquid courage.
This is
full
Point Break.
He's like, I can stop this car.
I can stop this car.
Exactly,
I can
stop anything.
And he's like, I know a lever that's in every car that stops a car. You might not know about it. It's called an emergency brake.
We all know about it.
E-brake. To gearheads like me.
Yes. Thank God it was a thing that you pull up.
Yeah.
And not a pedal.
And not like on the floor.
You push.
Because you're going to reach down. And she's like, you son of a bitch!
Why? Yes. We know why she left.
Guess wrestled Willis out of the car. Should be the end of it right there, right, guys?
Yeah.
You wrestled her out of the car.
It can't stop there.
Quote Jennifer Butler, the bride. She went back inside, grabbed a big bottle of Captain Morgan, and guzzled it just like this. Which I'm picturing the bride reenacting, also drinking a bottle.
Exactly.
She grabbed a bottle of Captain Morgan and guzzled it just like this.
Put one foot up on something a little bit higher.
From what bartender has been on break?
Whistled the Old Spice theme. Not the same product.
You're like, that's
but
not...
it kind of goes together.
Ready for the next sentence? Quote. Then they
said, parrot landed on her shoulder. I'm sorry.
Oh,
stop.
And she drank the whole bottle.
What if she had one fake leg? I'm just going to say that. Just by random.
Amanda Willis removed her fake leg.
Captain Morgan's going into her wooden stump.
Quote. Then they say, she got violent.
Then she got violent. Not
the attempted vehicular homicide.
Yeah.
Nope. No. As soon as I turned around, she came up and cracked me upside the face, Templeton said.
Oh. I don't think that's the term.
He said he swung back before he knew what was happening. That's his defense.
That's his saying. That's his, okay. I didn't realize it was a woman.
Listen, he was golden gloves in high school. It's sense memory.
He knew for sure it was a woman.
He didn't see a dress.
He knew for sure it was a woman, and he's like, I'm going to punch this bitch out. And literally his thing afterwards is like, I have to adjust my story to be like, I didn't know what was coming at me, and I just swung. I just swung.
Clean hook to the body, cut her right in the breast.
Jenna Templeton, quote.
We did body work on her? He didn't even go to the face.
No.
Head body.
He ducked her straight right.
Jenna Templeton, quote, it was insane. Absolutely insane. Which is also what I hope they promised on the invitation to
it
this
It was going
to
be insane, guys. Absolutely insane.
Deputy said Willis claimed to be having an asthma attack. That's what started it.
That's what did it.
And started, I think this is when they arrested her, and started shaking as if she were having a seizure. They took her to Bayfront Punta Gorda, where she exposed herself to deputies. What do you guys want?
This woman is a treat.
I'm sure we can come up with an arrangement.
I thought the Captain Morgan's was my inhaler.
She exposed herself to deputies, assaulted two medics, and kicked over her bedpan, according to the sheriff's office.
Was there anything in it?
Had to be.
Oh, it was full.
Oof. Full. Oof. And not of
Robert Templeton, quote, she had to be her maid of honor, and it was a bad decision.
Yeah?
Yeah. While Willis was supposed to be the bride's best friend, Jennifer Butler said the two are no longer friends, believe it or not.
So.
What?
This arrest is Willis' ninth in Charlotte County. She faces charges of larceny, battery, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and violation of probation.
Grand Theft Auto.
When you
Charlotte.
Go to pick your maid of honor or your best man, Matt Bronner,
check their priors.
Check
their
priors.
Don't. I mean, look. It's everybody. Thing. Everybody deserves a second chance.
We've all had that person in our lives that's just faulty, and you're kind of like, but I know them. They have
don't
a good heart.
Give that person responsibility. No, let her be an usher. Let her usher people.
You know, working out the bartender every time she orders a drink after the first
water it the fuck down,
or just tell her, oh, we're just doing vodka tonics. It's just soda water and lime. She won't know.
She's not gonna. know. She is not going to know.
Who lets her, who wrestles her out of a car she tried to kill someone with and then goes, go back into the bar. The
same people work at that airport. Yeah. It's the same people.
Not my problem.
Charlotte or Orlando.
Yeah.
The southern eastern seaboard is just like, let the buck stop with you.
Was the bride one of those people that wants really elaborate bridesmaid dresses? Mm-hmm, so she's out there looking like psychopath little Bo Peep.
Yeah.
Just buried punches in
like
faces.
Tons of lattice work around her chest.
Yeah. Puffy
one,
dress.
And you know,
really
there was one drunk guy at that wedding goes, there goes my shot for the night.
Oh, yeah, man. That was,
I saw her putting away. I was like, hey.
He'd been eyeballing her since the rehearsal.
Oh, I'm good here. I'm good here.
And it's that thing of a blackout drunk waking up the next day and being like,
What?
I had a couple of shots of Fireball and went to bed.
I know.
What are you? Why am I in the cell?
You know, the night before, Amanda said Jennifer said to Amanda, and now tomorrow, like,
just don't.
Just remember, it's
just
all,
take it easy.
Right?
Please. You can drink. I'm not saying you can't drink.
I'm not saying you can't drink.
No.
Are you saying you can't have anything?
No. Because I'm going to drink.
No.
You're saying I can't have anything?
Everyone knows
so it's
going to
be a completely dry wedding?
We're not ganging up on you, Amanda.
No alcohol at the wedding whatsoever.
You're drinking that beer you have right now very fast.
We're not ganging up on you.
Well, I'll drink it fast if I want to drink it fast. No. Hey, it's not a dry wedding. I didn't realize it was a dry wedding. Okay, no drinking tomorrow.
I know you.
So you're not going to drink?
I know you just watched three football games at the bar. Please, please
drink.
Have this Gatorade. I left it right by your bedstand.
I'm going to drink. Just pay. Yes, please. We know.
Water. What about water? We're not ganging up on you.
Here's the only thing I ask.
Everybody's ganging up on me.
No, no one's ganging up on you.
Everybody is ganging up on
me. The only thing we ask is you just do it out of a glass. Don't do it out of a bottle.
It's not like you're going to drink out of a bottle.
So you're saying don't drink.
No, no, no.
We're not saying no one's drinking.
No, we're not saying no one's drinking.
Sometimes I don't want to mess up a glass.
Ron, explain it to her.
Even, let me just say,
the bridesmaid, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron.
No, her dad.
Ronda.
Oh,
yeah. Ron, explain it to her.
Even like with a few drinks in, you're at a wedding, you're like, you're having fun. Can you imagine, like, if someone was like, look, let me help one of your kids out and start a college fund.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
For, what do you say, Ram? $100,000, but you have to chug this bottle of Captain Morgan's until you can't.
I would do it.
Oh, Jay.
Okay, for my kids.
For your kids. Yes.
But, for your kids.
But, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
I mean,
I wouldn't be able
to
do it. I'd start throwing up.
You know,
I'd throw it up.
You know, I've slowed down, but I can still, you know. But it's like,
No. It takes a special.
Chugging.
I'll tell you, the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life was at St. Patrick's Day in the morning in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh,
I watched a girl with like three dudes come in the morning. This is like 9 a.m. People lined up to get into scorekeepers to drink.
Were you working?
No, I was.
Oh, you were just there.
This back in college.
Got it.
And I was there St. Patrick's Day to start drinking,
sure.
Which was stupid.
Well,
but this, I watched a woman get a pitcher of beer, plastic pitcher, drink the entire pitcher of beer.
Mm-hmm.
To the cheers of her friends, she takes the pitcher and throws it over her head, and it hits another girl in the head as she walks in. She walks in like, hey, God! It was... I watched the whole thing happen. I was like, that is drinking that I will never be able to do.
No.
No.
It's like, you know how you see people, you're like, that's money I'll never have.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that person, you're like, that is just money I'll never have. That's wealth that I'll never have. That's drinking I could never do.
No.
Woman chugging the whole thing of Captain Morgan, drinking
after the fireball.
After the fireball.
And then just Begbie's it. Begbie's the pitcher.
Over it. Oh,
that's right. I hope that girl walked in. I said I wasn't going to come, but I could. Just right in the mouth. Like, that,
the real annoying hurts too hard.
I cut my thumb open bartending with like chopping limes once, and I the guy to drive me, like, I need stitches. He took me to like the urgent care, but the guy was like, oh man, and he's like an older bartender than me. He's like, once, man, I was doing flair, you know, bartender flair, where you like flip a bottle around.
Uh-huh.
He had like 8 shots in a shaker, you know, one shaker slapped inside the other for lies. Shake, 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 flipping it around, slip it, whoop,
out of his hands, it pinwheels across the room, staying together, right off a guy's teeth, right in the guy's mouth, bloodied his mouth. Like the guy's probably laughing,
sorry,
hit him right in the front teeth. And then this guy had to drive him to the hospital the whole time going, son of a bitch, motherfucker, motherfucker. Guy's drunk with his friends and just catches a full shaker in the mouth that probably didn't break open.
No.
Full weight. Hit him in the mouth,
and then
landed
the
unopened.
Then he poured it into
another
four
bartender, still great, and got it, and poured the kamikazes.
Lit him on fire and then served him up. Speaking of drinking and being out of control, we got a voicemail from Johnny Depp. Let's hear what he has to say about this whole situation before we get out of here.
Hello, boys. Jonathan Christopher Depp here once again. Wanted to call you to address this nasty rumor about Johnny Depp being a part of the Hollywood elite and privileged, which is total caca poo-poo, if you ask me. Of course, I have powerful friends in Hollywood who direct blockbuster movies, like my good friend Tim Meadows, but that doesn't make me elite. Just because I have a jetpack that I use to fly over my chocolate farm and acres of marijuana, does that make me elite? I don't think so. I still eat toast, just like the rest of you, with my elephants. Does it make me elite to have 14 mansions across the world, including a private island that Marlon Brando gave to me? No, these are just things. I still watch Benny and June, just like the rest of you, with my giraffes. Does it make me elite to have a hoverboard that actually hovers? No. No, it doesn't. I don't even want to get into all the smuggling of the puppies in France or the wrestling match with Liam Neeson and Coco Beware. I'm just still the same old-fashioned Captain Jack Sparrow who can't get rid of his scissor hands. Yosevi. So, boys, if you could please get that message to your audience, that'd be greatly appreciated. I have to go now. I'm getting a Spanish lesson from one of my robots. Bye, boys.
All right.
Well, I knew that wasn't going to make much sense.
No, it never does.
It never does, but I guess it makes sense to him in the way that he does what he does.
Yeah. It does. Daniel, thank you for the great stories and for co-hosting.
Thank you to all of our, again, at just do it, hashtag DumbPeopleTown, and send the stories to at Daniel Van Kirk or at Sklar Brothers, or both of us. Matt Bronger.
This is
Ding
awesome.
Donger with Matt Bronger is coming to Feral Audio. Check it out.
It'll and the tour?
Enraged to be Married. Check it out. Go to mattbronger.com, MattBrauNger. See if I'm coming to your neck of the woods.
It's love it. Great and we'll show. See you guys in Chicago. Cannot wait to see all of our dumb
everybody go.
At Lincoln Hall. Lincoln Hall, the Saturday night, 7 p.m., 9 p.m. show. Get tickets ahead of time because they may sell out.
Yep.
Right. They will sell out.
You won't get to meet Uncle Ken.
That's right. I want to see Uncle Ken. Got a lot of drinking to do.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We are out, and we'll see you next week right here on Dumb People Town. Dumb.